Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. Welcome to Business Rockstars. I'm Pat O'Brien. Our rock starlet today is Trina Elbus, the founder and president of Magenta Agency. And you look beautiful in blue.
Oh, thank you so much for having me today. I'm very excited to be here.
What is Magenta Agency?
Magenta Agency is the social marketing agency for beauty brands. Mm-hmm. We launch beauty brands. We optimize beauty brands that already have a presence on social media and just really take them to the next level. A lot of our clients are e-commerce based, so mm-hmm. we're doing a lot of digital marketing to drive brand awareness and drive sales for these
brands. What's going on with beauty brands?
So, with beauty brands these days...
I love creams. I'm a metrosexual.
Oh, good.
I love
we'll
all
have
that
to talk.
Stuff. But every time I go somewhere, there's like, I don't know how to pick them. I don't know. I really don't.
Yeah, it seems that it's very easy for new brands, beauty brands, to enter the market. There's, mm-hmm. you know, it's really easy to get your brand out there, but it's hard to connect with consumers, so there's so much competition. So what we do is really try to connect our brands to the digital influencers out there to get the word out and spread the word. So that's really a change that's happening in the beauty space, is there's so much to choose from. You want to talk to somebody that you trust to help you figure out what should I buy, because there are so many choices out there.
Is it true that when you buy a new beauty brand, it works better than whatever you were using? Right
well,
away.
You know, you would hope so.
No, but I mean, it's like the change is suddenly better.
I think it's because your skin can get a little bit lazy mm-hmm. when you use the same thing over and over again. And when you get...
Did you call me lazy?
I did not call you lazy. It's the product that's lazy.
Okay.
So then you try a new product and it seems to work really good because your skin is excited to have the new okay. ingredients.
You went to Michigan.
I did. Go blue.
Have you ever, been in Rick's?
I have. I used to live on the same street as Rick, so I spent a lot of time there.
Rick's is a very famous college bar, should we call it?
Yeah. I spent a lot of nights there getting me through all of those tough
times.
So did
I. Back when I was drinking, man, you couldn't get me out of Rick's.
It's a really fun place.
And you love Ohio State, right?
No, I really don't.
Okay.
I'm sorry to say.
All right. So what'd you study at Michigan?
I was an economics major. I started my freshman year as an engineer, mm-hmm. thinking that I wanted to be an industrial engineer, and I just didn't like it. So I switched to economics, and I really loved it. I did really well. I love numbers and math.
Theory or numbers? Oh, you did the
microeconomics. Yeah. I love math and statistics and numbers.
Yeah. I went to SAIS.
Oh, okay. Cool.
The greatest economics school in the world. What was your first job?
My first job was a management consultant at Pricewaterhouse. I was actually a computer programmer. Mm-hmm. So those were the
at
days.
At what stage of the computers?
We were upgrading mainframe to client server right around the Y2K bug. So that was like 20 years ago.
So you stayed up all night that night.
Oh, that was a scary night, but everything was fine.
No, I remember that night.
Yeah.
I stayed up.
Well, we stayed up because we wanted to make sure we added those extra two digits to the year from, you know, when it hit 00, it had to be 2000 instead of 00. We thought all the computers were going to break. The whole world was going to go crazy, and it didn't. Everything was fine because we fixed it all, Pat. We fixed all
the code.
You're
the one.
I fixed all the code, and everything's safe.
Well, I ended the Vietnam War. So.
Oh, well, then, good.
Same thing.
You win.
So what was the worst job you ever had?
Gosh, the worst job I ever had? I mean, I did not like the hours at Pricewaterhouse. I had to work 90 hours a week.
Stop talking about hours.
Huh?
Be grateful you had a job.
Well, I had to travel, and I had to work in Indianapolis.
No, I had to travel. You get the Indianapolis is great.
Okay. Well, I, you know, that was not my thing.
Okay.
I'd say a job where I was doing data warehousing all day was not a good job for me. That is just not. I need to be out talking with customers,
exactly.
Not crunching numbers.
As
so that
should be.
Yeah.
We are here to inspire, inform, and connect the community of entrepreneurs. This is Business Rockstars. I'm Pat O'Brien. She's Trina Elbus, and runs the Magenta Agency, which we'll get into in the next segment. It's pretty interesting. Did you always want to be an entrepreneur?
You know, entrepreneurship really runs in my family blood, I think, like my dad and my grandfather and my uncle.
Everybody says grandfather.
Well, my grandfather started a grocery store in Detroit. So I'm originally from Detroit. And he
I'm just amazed by that.
Everybody. He just decided to start a grocery chain. And like that's like the, you can't get more competitive than supermarkets. So my grandfather was an entrepreneur. My father then took the business over. My uncle started his own dental practice. My cousins have their
I
own.
I could have been to your uncle.
Yeah, Jerry Elbus, yeah. The dentist of the stars. He's since retired, recently retired, but he really misses it. And I spend a lot of time with him. He's a great guy.
Yeah. So when did you decide you didn't want the 9 to 5? I'm sure it's longer hours anyway, but you didn't want the traditional.
Yeah, you know,
job where Michigan says you got to go here.
Yeah, I kind of go back and forth. I lived in New York City for 10 years and I had my own technology consulting business there for a while. Mm-hmm. And then I went back into corporate working at Time Inc. So, you know, I've tried a lot of different jobs, corporate and entrepreneur, and moving to LA, I just really saw so much opportunity for entrepreneurs. It seems that it's very
and beauty.
Yeah, and beauty, there's so much happening, and, you know, the community is very supportive here. It just seems that everyone in L.A. has more than one job, you know, so I'm running my own business, then I also have a YouTube channel, and, you know, doing all these different things, people support you, and I saw such an opportunity to help these brands, and I could do a lot more through my own business than working for someone else.
Right.
So I just, it's exciting to me to build my own company, so.
And you were early in the digital space, right?
Yeah, I've been doing the digital
people
stuff.
People think you're a freak? That's a bad word. But you
know. No, I think people
or
are
they
just,
say, what's that?
I think people are just a little bit surprised. Like, when I was in college, when I was in the engineering program, one of my first homework assignments was to send an email to my professor. You know, like, hey, we've got this new thing called email. We're going to send an email, and, like, that'll be your homework. So that's how far back I go, like, you know, in the beginning of the
right.
digital space. And I think, you know, people don't often believe me when I tell them that. But I just really love being in the digital space, and it's changed so much, and there's so much opportunity.
So it changes every day.
It changes every day, and that's why I love my job. You know, with social media, every day there's something new on one of the platforms, on Snapchat, on Facebook.
Now, do you deal with all these YouTubers?
I do, actually.
How many superstar YouTubers are there that you can actually help?
I wouldn't say that we're helping.
That you
the,
would want
we would
to
help
use.
The brands.
Yeah, okay.
We have about 100 influencers in our core list that we work with, but I'd say about 10 to 20% of those are the big celebrity ones. But those are the ones that command a really high price because when you work with them, they really drive sales for the brand, right? If you partner with the right influencer, like if you're working with Michelle Phan or Candy Johnson, one of the, you know, really big ones,
yeah.
They're really going to have a huge impact for the brand, and there's a price tag associated with that, right? So we try to work with, but we try to work with maybe some of the emerging ones because some of our brands are smaller startup brands that don't have a huge budget. So we'll pair them with influencers on the rise, YouTubers that are showing great promise, but maybe have 30,000 subscribers as opposed to 4 million.
I remember I was at a red carpet, it might have been the Academy Awards or one of the ones, and I was talking to Brad Pitt.
Oh, yeah?
And Jennifer. Aniston. And all of a sudden, there was this scream at the end of the red carpet, which usually meant that Leonardo DiCaprio had just arrived.
Yeah, of course.
So I looked down, I said, who's that? I don't recognize him. And it was Kelly Clarkson.
Oh, yeah.
Just
from American Idol.
Yeah, I know, but nobody knew who she was, including me. She was getting, like, screams.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I knew we were in a new era.
Yeah, the digital space connects talent with these new audiences that never could connect before.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really exciting to find them and connect them with my brands and help the brand get on the map. Like these new brands, by finding the right partnership like ColourPop connected with Kathleen Lights, and it put the brand on the map, and it's just an exciting case study.
Do they have to wear the makeup or use
the product? They'll use it in a YouTube video. Like, yeah. They'll show how they love it, and they'll put it on, and they'll show what how to wear it and why they love it, and it really connects with the audience, and then they want to buy the product. But it has to be authentic. They have to really love the product.
Right.
So that's our job, to find the right influencer, the right YouTuber that actually likes the product.
Why not use men?
Well, that's interesting that you bring that up, because
men
are using makeup. It's like a new phenomenon. It's really exciting. And yesterday I was at Gen Beauty, which is a big beauty conference put on by Ipsy. One of my brands was there, Note Cosmetics. And there was a whole entourage of men, beautiful men, with really, really great contour and highlight and makeup. And, you know, they're an emerging new group.
Well, I don't wear makeup, but I use all the creams. And the
skincare, yeah, the skincare to keep your skin looking fresh. Yeah. But there's that, and there's also the color cosmetics. So there's two markets for men, and it's really expanding. It's exciting.
Do you know of any good-looking men who would be right for that?
Would you like to join my list of influencers? I think we could talk.
All right, we'll talk. I love this idea, though, that you have. We're going to get into it in the next segment. But to walk in and sort of take over, which is what I'm going to say you did, and now you're the center of attention.
My agency?
Yeah, because of your digital...
Yeah, I mean, we're the center of connecting all of the key players in the beauty space. You're
right. How many YouTubers are there?
How many YouTubers are there globally or in the U.S.?
How many successful YouTubers are there?
Gosh.
Hundreds, thousands?
Thousands. I mean, there are. Anyone who has a phone and an internet connection can be a YouTuber for real.
Yeah.
And so anyone can be a creator these days, and that's what's really exciting. So, you know, there are thousands of YouTubers, but you know, it's up to us to cut through the clutter and find the good ones.
Right. We are here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Pat O'Brien. This is Business Rockstars. We will be back in a moment.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now. 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
This Valentine's Day, forget the night out. Transform your bedroom into a luxury suite with Boll & Branch sheets. I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. Our organic cotton sheets feel incredible, look great in your bedroom, and arrive beautifully packaged. Try them for 30 nights. If you're not impressed, send them back for a full refund. Right now, get $50 off your first set of sheets plus free shipping at bollandbranch.com with promo code DOZE, spelled B-O-L-L, and branch.com. Promo code DOZE.
You want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio
being
wherever you go?
Well, now
you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Don't let yesterday's accomplishments affect today. Use Blue Emu, available in stores nationwide.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
We are here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Pat O'Brien. Welcome back to Business Rockstars. Trina Albus is here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Michigan grad.
That's right. Go Blue.
Secretly loves Ohio State. But
That's not true.
Going to get into that. It's not true. That's fake news.
That is fake news. You know the difference.
So let's talk about Magenta Agency. Why Magenta?
Magenta. There's two reasons. Number one, I was just trying to connect.
There's an answer to that?
People ask me that. There's two answers. One, I was trying to connect to childhood passion, which really brought out my beauty entrepreneurship. But magenta was always the crayon color I always went for. In the whole box of crayon colors, the hot pink was always the color that resonated with me.
Right.
So I felt that was a good name. And secondly, it is aligned with how we will help your brand stand out. In the crowded social media space, I feel like hot pink magenta really stands out, and we'll help your brand stand out
is
in the
magenta,
feed.
I'm colorblind. Is magenta like hot pink?
It's hot pink.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, so let's talk about this. So you've plunged into this whole community of...
Yes.
So how'd you do that? Well, I mean, it's a great idea, and there's plenty of YouTubers. What she does... Well, tell me what you do.
So we do marketing for beauty brands, social marketing for beauty brands. So we take brands and we post for them on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, Pinterest, all of the major social media platforms. Mm-hmm. We're posting daily and doing all the content creation and community management, but we also are partnering brands with influencers. So there are YouTubers and beauty vloggers out there that we partner the brand with to have them try the product and then upload their own YouTube video and get the word out about that brand.
What does that cost the brand?
Well, what we try to do, we try to be the most economical for our brand. So we will seed product, we'll gift product out to our list of influencers for free. Mm-hmm. And then if they love it, they'll post about it. And if we see that it's resonating in the community, then we'll reach out to them and say, hey, would you love to do a paid collaboration? It seems like you really love our products.
Right.
And then it ranges if the influencer wants to do a paid collaboration. We'll
the
usually,
influencer is the YouTuber.
Yeah, the YouTuber and influencer is synonymous in this space today. Digital influencer. So we'll take a percentage much like an agent would.
Mm-hmm.
The brand is paying us to manage their whole influencer
right.
program. So there's part of our retainer. They're paying us. We're connecting them with influencers.
Who figured this out?
I don't think anyone's figured it out yet.
Well, everybody else says that, but they're wrong. I wonder who it was who said, you know what, there's something there. Because for years, I'm a little older than you, for years it was you can't make money on the internet. People just were completely sure that you could never make money on the internet.
Right.
But here you are.
Well, because like I was saying...
And you're making other people.
Well, so like I was saying earlier, any brand can launch and have an e-commerce site and... drive sales to their e-commerce site. You don't even need a store anymore. But what's really hard is getting people to buy your brand if they can't try it, if it's online. What better way to get the word out than partnering with an influencer or YouTuber to try it on camera for you, show you how great it is, and then drive those sales online.
Do you have a standard length for this kind of presentation?
For our client? Oh, yeah. For YouTube?
Yeah. For your clients.
For my clients?
Try to do this in 2 minutes and not 20.
Well, we normally sign our clients for 6 months, sometimes a year, to work with them. Mm-hmm. So usually we'll take like 3 months to like get everything going and get some video content up and running for them. So like that's how long our engagements usually are.
Right.
At least 6 months.
Now, what do you do?
So I run the agency.
Are you active in connecting the people?
Oh, absolutely. So how many
people work for you?
I have 4 people working for me, my team. So we're a small boutique agency, but I do all the strategy and I do all the numbers crunching and, you know, direct my team for mm-hmm. what they need to do and connect with the brands and, you know, follow up with the brands. But I'm actually a beauty creator influencer myself. I have a YouTube channel called Beauty Beyond 40, and I film a lot at the Ipsy Open Studios here in Santa Monica. And because of that, I'm connected into that creator community. So I'm friends with a lot of these creators naturally. So I can connect my brands through them, I can connect my brands to those influencers just through what I'm doing every day anyway.
You're not 40.
I'm going to be 42 this year, Pat. That's why I'm in the beauty biz. Got it. I'll give you my skincare tips afterwards.
You're using some good products. We are here to inspire, inform, and connect the community of entrepreneurs. This is Business Rockstars. I'm Pat O'Brien. She's Trina Albus, and she runs a Magenta agency. And she figured out how to make money on the internet and by using all these YouTubers. It'd be a better name for them, though.
Influencers. No?
No, there is a better name for them.
Beauty creators.
So, is it word of mouth then? After you do something nice for a product.
Yeah, I mean, like the majority, I'd say over 90% of our business is all referral.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's a lot happening in the beauty space in LA, and brands like what we do and they tell other people, and, you know, we have everything up on our website and we're posting on social media channels for our agency as well. But, you know, we're out there working and doing really good work and working with influencers, and people talk, you know, and they want to work with somebody that's trusted, and we get a lot of referral business. So we're really lucky.
To me, the only high-end beauty place is Sephora. That has everything.
Sephora is amazing. I could live in Sephora, and that would be my dream. But Ulta is another store that's actually really expanding because they mix the low-end and the high-end beauty products in one store.
That's what you need.
But Sephora is really good for a premium experience, and it's really, really good for a brand to build a good reputation for being in Sephora, put you on the map. But Ulta reaches more people, I think, across the board.
And that's my second question. How important is it for Sephora, the salespeople in Ulta, to know the products that you want them to know?
That's a really, really excellent question. Again, when you walk into Sephora, it's flooded with products, and you need to make sure that you're educating the Sephora staff about why your product is great and how to use it. So when someone comes in saying, I'm looking for something to help me get rid of these circles under my eyes, these dark circles, they can direct you to the right products. And if you haven't educated them, they'll never make that connection.
Right. Because most men, you know this, think they have bags under their eyes.
They probably do.
And I always think I do, and I know
you
I don't.
You don't. You look great.
No, but thank you. But if I go into Sephora and I say, what do I do about this? And they go, what?
Oh.
And I say, I just want to make my eyes look better.
So there's two things. One,
they usually come up with a product.
Either they'll do that, or if you've done your homework and watched on YouTube and figured out the product you already want, then you march right into Sephora and say, I need this Alginist color correction product because, you know, so-and-so told me I need to buy it. You already know. So the consumer is more informed than ever before through digital,
mm-hmm.
that they know what they want, so they go into the store, or they just order it online. You know, so it's a new landscape where, yes, the sales force needs to be educated, but the consumer is more educated than ever before.
So before we go, one of the things that probably people don't think a lot about for your agency is education.
Right. So education is actually a big component of our agency that I'm proud of. That's kind of how we differentiate ourselves in the marketplace as well.
How do you educate on so many things?
So we focus just on social media. So, you know, the digital space is really huge, and Magenta does just social. So we will hold workshops in our office on different social media topics, and I know what's trending. So Snapchat was a really popular workshop. I had executives come in to learn, finally, how to use Snapchat, because their kids are using it. And, you know, brands started using Snapchat, and there's new advertising opportunities on Snapchat, and executives need to know what's going on so they can lead their teams more effectively, right? So I teach a lot of executives, and they don't have to be in the beauty space. And I teach at a lot of universities as well. Like, I'll go in and do a lecture at Stanford or NYU, or I'm asked to come in and teach students real-world examples of what's happening in the digital space.
Trina, thanks for
coming
in.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure.
Thanks for coming in. We are here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs like Trina. This is Business Rockstars. I'm Pat O'Brien. We'll see you next time.
You shouldn't have to choose a random lawyer who charges expensive hourly rates when you need legal help. But the legal system is so complicated, what other choice do you have when you need help with your business or want to protect your family? Start with LegalZoom. They make it easy. For more than a decade, they've provided a way for regular people like you and me to confidently navigate the legal system. LegalZoom's not a law firm, and that's how they provide such great value. They don't rely on charging you by the hour. Instead, you'll get transparent pricing and customer reviews so you know exactly what you're getting up front. If you need help with incorporation, LLCs, trademarks, last wills, living trusts, and more, LegalZoom's the smart choice. They've got the right people on hand to answer your questions. And if you need legal advice, their network of independent attorneys can provide the straightforward guidance you need in most states. Don't let legal hurdles become an excuse. Go to LegalZoom.com today to start building your own future the right way. To save even more, enter ROCKSTAR in the referral box at checkout. That's LegalZoom.com.
Adventure is the trend for family travel, from safaris and mountain
climbing. Mom, this baby is a toddler now. Sammy's into absolutely everything. We've been working on childproofing. That's why we called Budget Blinds to come put in motorized blinds and shades.
Those beautiful new window treatments are motorized?
Yeah, you just use this remote. See?
Oh, that is so great. But what does it have to do with baby-proofing?
No cords. Nothing for Sammy to grab hold of.
Wow, I never thought of that.
Yeah, it's more of a necessity than a luxury when you have kids.
My grandson is beautiful. My daughter is brilliant. And now I need Budget Blinds to come to my house right away.
Budget Blinds helps you childproof your home with the luxury of cordless motorized window coverings. And during the Luxury Within Reach event, the more you buy, the more you save, with savings up to $2,000. Hurry and call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now before this offer ends. Or go online to budgetblinds.com. Don't miss out. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now. Offer good on select products at participating independently owned and operated franchises. Restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
Inspire, inform, and connecting a community of entrepreneurs. This is Business Rockstars. I'm Pat O'Brien. Welcome to the show. Let's check in with Mark Lack.
This is Business Rockstars. I'm Mark Lack, and we're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I've got a special guest in the house, Billy Jean.
What's up?
He's the CEO and founder of Billy Jean is Marketing, Inc. It's a pleasure to have you on the show, brother.
Yeah, man. Thank you for having me.
So break it down. What do you guys do? It's got something to do with marketing.
It does. So I'm the marketing guy that marketers call when they need help marketing. So like outside of that, we just help businesses find customers, and we do it using social media. So Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, all that stuff they don't teach you in school, that's what we do.
So like Tony always says, when the president or when the, you know, of a country or when this person or this celebrity or this billionaire needs help, they call Tony. When marketers need help, they call you.
Exactly. Okay. And so like if you had to summarize it, like customer acquisition, period. And it's usually the number one reason why most businesses fail is they just don't have enough quality customers and they have no idea how to attract them.
Okay, and you guys come up with some of the craziest videos out there that's disruptive, it's different, it's unique. I told some of the guys they're going to have to cut some B-roll shots into your guys' crazy videos.
Yeah.
But those are fire. I want to know how you got into this space, though. Give me a little background on your story. How did you get into this?
Comment on that with the videos, like, I strongly believe, especially with everything going digital and social, you have to entertain before you can educate or execute. And that's where all companies are missing right now. They're not entertaining. Every ad that you ever create should feel like a Super Bowl commercial. Yeah. But go ahead. What were you asking me?
So you guys do make incredible videos. I almost like some of your videos, you act and you play the scripts and the role. I'm almost hearing the accent come out on some of them. So you guys make amazing videos. You definitely have to entertain before you can educate. I think that's important. Give us a little background, though. You know, how did you become the marketer that you are today? Because I want people to have some context here. Where did you get your education?
Good question. So I had two parents. They both grew up on welfare. But luckily, they kind of came up and provided me with a good life. So I had this balance of growing up in a family with a lot of people on welfare and everything else that you can imagine that comes with that. And then going to private Catholic schools my entire life. And so I used to see some of the most successful people in the world. They were my friends. And then I see the poorest people in the world. And I was just like, holy cow, what's the difference between these two people? And it always came to the same answer was information and mentors. And so when I started in business, dude, I didn't have anything. Like, I just tried to figure it out, and I kept failing and failing and failing, and then honestly, I just started, like, reading. And it's crazy because, like, I know a lot of people, if you're like me, like, you can't stand the idea of reading. But when I started to love it and be obsessed with it was when I started to read to solve problems that I was facing in my life. And then I figured out that books are like cheat codes to life.
Yeah.
They really are. So whenever I came into a struggle, like I would just read something. So anyways, I started my first business, which was a mobile oil change company, irrelevant. But I realized how hard it was to find customers. And I was like, hold on, what do I do? So I did Groupon when that first dropped. And I tried all these other things. And finally, I came into like social media marketing and like Facebook. And I made like $5 on an online ad. And it like blew my mind. And I got obsessed from there.
Okay. And ultimately, how did you shift into the position that you're in now? Because I remember as a coach and a consultant myself, you kind of go with the old adage, right? There's always somebody behind you.
Yeah.
There's always somebody that you're a little bit ahead of. And if you can learn how to position yourself to charge money for that advice to help get them to the next level, and then you kind of learn and then you get to the next level and then maybe you start teaching people how to do what you did. And
sure.
So what was that evolution for you to become the guy that other marketers now go to get their education from?
Gotcha. I would say in short that a lot of people kind of tell how great they are. I'm a big fan of demonstrating. You mentioned my videos.
Yeah.
And so what happened is as I started to fall in love with marketing and Facebook ads, companies started asking me like, hey, can you do this for me? I had no idea what I was doing, dude. So like, I would just go and just make up stuff and try and figure it out. But as I started to get results, the biggest thing that I did is I would record them. Because here I was, and I had these limiting beliefs that I was this 23-year-old black kid and that nobody would take me seriously who had real money, et cetera. So when I came to the table, I was so insecure about that that I said, I'm going to come with so much freaking proof that they're going to have to want to work with me. Mm-hmm. So I took a camera and I ordered it on Amazon. And I think I started with my cell phone and I recorded every single advertising campaign that I ever created. And when I would go to companies and say, hey, you should work with me, instead of telling them, I'd be like, watch this video. Tell me what you think. And then I took a video and I put it online to a Facebook ad. The next day I made 10 grand in one day.
Wow.
And I was living in my mom's house at the time. That's all true story.
So that's a light bulb moment right there. And the one thing that never lies is numbers and results. We've got the CEO and founder of Billy Jean is Marketing, Inc. Billy Jean is in the house. This is Business Rockstars. I'm Mark Lack, and we're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. And my question is, you like me both don't really like, I could say the word hate, the formal education system, especially for how they teach marketing. I graduated and spent my money to go to college for marketing.
Yeah, you're hitting the hot button right here, man.
Let's talk about that. Why?
If I can I be kind of completely real?
Be completely real.
Dude, I genuinely believe the traditional education system, especially a marketing degree specifically, is honestly the biggest legal scam in the world. And let me explain why. So right now, and you talk to business owners every single day, Mark, so you probably know this better than anybody. If someone's going to start a company and they need customers, which it's the blood force of any business, everybody needs customers, where are they going to go to find customers?
And I'm going to add to that real quick because there's nowhere that they go. 80% of chiropractors after 10 years in business stop being a chiropractor because whether you're an attorney, a chiropractor, a dentist, a doctor, they never teach you in business school how to generate leads. Because you didn't go to school for that.
It's crazy. And in addition to that, everyone who I talk to, like coaching thousands of business owners, they say, all right, I know I need to use social media. So when people try and find customers, they'll post on Facebook, they'll make YouTube videos, and just trying to wing it. Now, here's the messed up part. Everybody who's running a business knows they need to find customers in social media. Yeah. Now, any marketing school in the freaking planet, who teaches you how to do that?
None.
Nobody.
I go back and speak at colleges still, and I know you do as well.
Yep.
And they're like, and the people literally raise their hand, like, why don't they teach this in the classroom? And I look right at the professor.
It's crazy, but think about this. Education, the price of education, they're still going up. So tell me how this makes sense. You're charging the most amount of money out of everybody, but you're not teaching them the only things that matter today, period. And then in addition to that, you're telling people to borrow money to give you money and then pay interest on that money for the next 30 years.
Yeah, and they can't even get jobs.
And they can't get a job. They have no way to pay
for
it back.
For the degree they
and
got.
And they end up doing something completely different. That is literally the scariest thing ever. It's a scam. All your cameras right here. I'm going to be the guy. Like, no, nobody wants to say it, man. But like,
I put my money into the scam. But I knew it was a scam. But my parents were like, we're blessed that we can afford to pay for the scam for you. And I was like, and they didn't word it that way, obviously.
See, now take this, right? So you take someone like my mom, and she was a probation officer for 30 years. And so for her being employed by the city or the state, she literally could not make more money unless she had a college degree. So you take someone like my mother, grew up on welfare, one of 13 kids. All she knows is that college is the key to get you ahead. And so here she is talking to me, and she's like, go to college, go to college, go to college, because that was the one thing that held her back.
Yeah.
And so now you have this generation believing in a system that's completely failing the new generation, and it doesn't work, man. And that's what I was talking about earlier is, you know, the difference between, I think, like, kids who do well and don't is mentors, what you see, what they know to be true, right? My parents knew this to be true. Other people's parents are like, this is crazy. What are you doing, right? And so...
What I love about you is that you don't just go on like a tangent and a rant like I do as well about it.
Yeah.
The difference is, and so many other people will complain about it, you're creating the solution.
Thank you for recognizing that.
So what is that? What is it? What are you guys doing?
So first of all, let me interject on that and say I am so sick of all the life coaches and motivational people.
Fastest growing industry in the world.
Oh my God. They're getting people so hyped. Like, all you need to do is just work hard and like believe in yourself. Like, shut up. Of course you have to do those things. Give somebody a play by play. That is literally the purpose of my entire
company.
What's
the recipe book? How can I follow something like the Genius Plan and essentially get results?
Yeah. So my name is Billy Jean. So I created like the Genius Process and it's like the 7 steps to help people find customers. I don't care what business you're in, period. And so what I've created, actually, let me make this even simpler. Instead of going into like some huge like sales thing, can I hook your audience up with something?
Let's do it.
If they just go to copyourads.com, I have a flash drive. I've taken my best performing Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube ads. I have trainings on there. I'm going to send it to you for free. They can pay the shipping. Don't be cheap. And I'll send it out to them for free, honestly.
Okay, what was the URL again?
CopyOurAds.com. O-U-R. CopyOurAds.com, like my company's.
And I'm going to get a free flash drive.
You're going to get a free flash drive, and it's got all of our best performing stuff that's working today. Like, I've ran an agency for the last few years. I've worked with some of the largest franchises in the world. The advertisers we've ran are on this. I want to send it to you for free. And you guys tell me, everyone out there, if you don't learn more about marketing into 2017, then you have your entire life. I'll go there. Your entire life. I don't care what it is. Your entire life. You can come by my office in San Diego, California. I'll buy you a Starbucks. and drink coffee. Yeah.
And pay for the shipping.
And pay for the flash drive. That's right. So, man.
What would you say has been some of the biggest things that you've learned in marketing that set you apart? Because there's something about you. I'm in the marketing space. Yeah. I work with a lot of different people. There's something about you that separates you from the other people. And it's more than just standing by and being like, here's what we're doing.
Yeah.
What would you say it is?
Number one is nothing sells like proof. And number two, there's never a lack of resources, just a lack of creativity. So what happens is people come out into business and they say, I'm going to sell, you know, this widget. And then they realize their widget only costs $10 and there's no margin to advertise and the margins are small. So they give up on this business instead of being creative and just selling something else after they buy the first thing and creating more products. Right. So I think the biggest thing with me is that I never lead. I never feel like I'm selling because all I'm doing is demonstrating what the hell that I do. And then the very second thing behind that is if I run into a jam, I just make stuff up. Right. Make up products, make up services to sell. That's probably the biggest constraint that I see on businesses is they have this limiting belief that their business lives in this box. The second you go in that box, once that box stops working, you're screwed. Right. Yeah. So creativity. Don't forget to be creative.
What a great way to summarize it. There's no lack of resources, only creativity. Billie Jean, pleasure for having you on the show, brother.
Dude, thanks for having me.
Thanks. I'm Mark Lack. This is Business Rockstars. We connect a community of entrepreneurs. If you'd like to be a part of it, you can join us on Facebook, Twitter, and online at businessrockstars.com.
Starting a business is tough. You'll be faced with many hard challenges along the way. Here are a few barriers startups have to overcome. Hi, folks. I'm Pat O'Brien with the Business Rockstars Minute. Number one, rapid growth. When a startup does find their niche market, demand for its products and services will skyrocket, and the company will need to grow and adapt to fill the needs of its growing client base. Expanding at this fast rate is a challenge for small and sometimes unexpected startups. Number two, fast-paced market. Technology moves at an incredible speed, and keeping up with the changes can be a challenge for startups. Although companies should strive for innovation, they can easily become distracted by new projects, markets, and technology, losing sight of their niche market that makes them valuable. To survive, you need to stay focused and always at your core. I'm Pat O'Brien, and this has been a Business Rockstars Minute.
If you're finally addressing your hearing loss, you know that custom hearing aids can cost as much as $5,000 each and are not covered by Medicare. The good news is MD Hearing Aid offers medical-grade hearing aids at savings of up to 90% over traditional hearing aids. Call right now for our exclusive 45-day risk-free trial and get free shipping and a year's worth of free batteries, a $50 value. Call MD Hearing Aid at 1-800-396-1380. That's 1-800-396-1380.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. If your IVC filter broke or caused organ damage, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-7907. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Cases of serious food poisoning are on the rise, and you are the first line of defense. I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. From ice cream to sprouts, ground beef to processed foods, recalls abound. The CDC estimates that each year, roughly 48 million Americans get sick, and 3,000 of us die. Beef, dairy, and certain types of vegetables and fruits are the most common sources of the four major types of deadly bacteria. For instance, researchers found that on any given day, up to 1 in 10 deli swab samples tested positive for virulent forms of Listeria. There is much you can do to protect yourself, from cooking foods thoroughly, checking expiration dates, scrubbing veggies and fruits, and washing your hands with bacterial soap after food prep. And when it comes to cross-contamination, it's no longer just sponges and filthy kitchen towels to watch out for. Cell phones are transporting killer germs to places they should never be.
You shouldn't have to choose a random lawyer.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right.
Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
800-547-6533. How can you make millions by getting your message out there into the world? Joining us is Regan Hillier. She's an expert on the topic who's going to help answer that question. How do we do it?
Well, first thing, step number one, is you need to develop your message and your brand, okay? Step number two is then you need to actually launch your message and your brand. And then step number three is you want to accelerate it. That's when we're looking at scaling it. How do we go big? How do we really impact and make millions?
Okay, so developing it. Yeah. Let's talk about that. Because if I'm just getting started, how do I even know what my message or my story is? And how do we start to sort of architect that? Because you used to be an architect.
Yes, correct. Unfortunately. So here's the thing. I always say to people, you know, your message is within you, right? And I really believe that you're put here for a reason and what you have to say is important. So I say to people, look, if you were given the opportunity to have a speakerphone or a megaphone and you could literally say one core thing to the entire world, knowing that all the right people are going to hear you and there's going to be no judgment or anything like that, what would you say to them? Right? And if something comes up naturally, great. And if not, sit there and write it out and keep writing until you get to a point where you're like, that's what it is.
Mm. So how long should that message be, though? Is it short? Nowadays, attention spans are super short. So is this something that I want to craft into like an elevator pitch? Or is it something that I can do over a full page or a whole story or a whole book?
Totally. Look, there's going to be different, I guess, elements and layers to your message. I really encourage people to actually go big with it and go broad with it. You know, if your message is like super niched and like really, really niched down, then in a year's time, you might not actually resonate with that anymore, right? But if you go broader and allow yourself to then play in with different products and services into little sub niches within that core message, that gives you a lot more freedom and space to move. So for example, all of my work, all of my products, all of my services come back to the message of letting people know that you can have it all in your life. Okay, you can have it all on your terms in whatever way that looks like. So that means I can then go and talk about mindset or business or anything pretty much, which encompasses that message rather than, for example, saying, you know, well, you know, my message is that you can make millions specifically by building an online business. If I then want to go and talk about something else, it doesn't fit. Mm-hmm. So I encourage people to go big with it.
Okay, I like that, which is a little counterintuitive to most advice out there, which say go into the niche
down.
And then from there go broad if you want. Okay, so the opposite, but how do we be different? And I know we've talked about this a little bit before, but I want to hone in on it again. So if I'm developing my message and getting it out there into the world, it's got to stand out.
Totally.
So how do I make sure that happens?
Well, the factor is you, right? It's you and how you actually deliver that message, okay? The message of you can have it all. There's a gazillion other people out there talking about that, right? And saying that directly or indirectly. Now, I'm not bothered by that because I know that when I show up and when I share that, it's going to be different to someone else because I'm doing it in an authentic way and in a way where it's just me.
Okay, so you're going to resonate with some different people than maybe John Assaroff,
right.
who talks about having it all. He's going to resonate probably towards people that are older to his age,
right.
his profile versus you. So being authentic and just being yourself and showing up that way,
totally.
That's one way to do it. Get to step two for us, and let's talk about that.
Step two in terms of launching?
You were saying, yeah, the three-step process.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
develop
absolutely.
Your message.
Yeah,
then
so
it's launch it.
Yeah, next step is you need to actually launch your message, right? You need to launch your brand, launch your business. And if you don't actually go out there and figure out, okay, what problems are there in my audience right now? And what can I help people, solve in terms of those problems? And how do I package those into products and services and offerings? If you don't actually do that and get in front of those people, then you're never going to make any money or any impact whatsoever. So, yeah, that's huge.
So two questions on that note then is, how do I develop the types of products? Do I do a mastermind, a retreat, one-on-one coaching, in-person coaching, over-the-phone coaching, teleseminars, webinars, video series? You know, there's so many different variations of types of ways to package your content. So how do I know which is the best one?
Totally.
And then from there, what is the best way to market that, depending on what that package is?
Totally. So first thing I do is encourage people to create what I call a content chunk, right? And this is where you actually want to say, okay, audience, I know that I can take you from where you are to where you want to be. And you want to show them how you're going to do that. If you just tell them that, they're going to be like, well, prove it, right? So an easy way to do this is to put your content into steps or into chunks. So it might be 3 steps or 5 steps or even 7, right? The brain just works in those odd numbers.
Which is why everybody has their 7 steps.
Right, exactly. So you want to kind of categorize your information like that. You then want to simply look at going, okay, cool, what's the best way for me to deliver this right now? Now, there's no right or wrong answers. I know people that have gone and launched their brands, and the first thing they've done is a retreat, for example, and taught that content chunk versus someone else that's done an online course versus someone that's done a membership site. Like, there's no right or wrong. There's no gospel here. It's very much like, what is in alignment for you and what feels amazing? And what's cool is you can actually take that one content chunk and put it through different price points. So for example, I help people build powerful brands, right? Impact millions, make millions. And so we have a product called Be Your Brand, which is a 3-step system on developing, launching, and accelerating your brand, right? Now we have like a 3-day event, a mastermind, which that happens in Bali and LA. We take the same information. We have a 12-week course where we teach the same stuff, but it's online. It's a little bit different. I can then walk someone through that one-on-one. I can then do it as an automated product.
Same content, different price.
Same content, just scaling it out over the using the same chunk over different ways to actually deliver it and different price points.
And you can break that down into even shorter chunks and repurpose it even more, and that can be the free content that leads people into it.
Exactly.
Fantastic. Okay, so if you just come up with your 12 steps, that can essentially be your free ungated content, your gated content for their email information, all the way up to a low-level product, all the way up to the highest level.
Right.
Same 12 steps.
Exactly.
So now let's talk about the scaling aspect, because we haven't dove in on that yet.
Yeah.
So I think people are getting clear on developing their message, being authentic, showing up in a unique way, figuring out what is their sort of offer going to look like, how to repurpose that in an ascension model format, and now how do we scale that so that we make millions and impact millions?
Totally. So when it comes to scaling, you want to look at, okay, cool, everything's working, everything's good, we love this, this is in alignment, the clients are getting results, this is good. And the question is, how do we now go big with this? Yeah. So we touched on some of this, obviously, by marketing online and actually putting some money in and using that to scale your audience and scale your products. One thing that I love to do in terms of scaling is with your launches or your products or services, bringing in other people to support that. So doing JV launches, having people go out there, talk about your offerings rather to their audience and really, supporting you in that process, that can be a beautiful way to do that. You also want to look as well at, well, how do we also scale our audience? Because obviously if you're showing up and delivering value, if you can get in front of more people, then that's going to be a great thing.
Yeah.
So doing things like interviews, getting in the media, really having a strategy around what does that look like in order to build that.
Back to the buying traffic, borrowing traffic, creating traffic approach.
Yes.
So when you're going to scale, you want to find out how to have effective ways of doing all
definitely.
Three. Okay, so if somebody says, I really like this 3-step process, I myself want to go deeper on this, and they want to learn from you, where can they do that?
Absolutely. Well, reganhillier.com, or if you go to any of the social platforms, you can just send me a message and you'll see everything through there. We have masterminds in Bali and LA and then online versions of that same course as well.
Fantastic. Well, I love that. Thanks so much for coming on the show, Ian.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks. I'm Mark Lack. This is Business Rockstars, and we connect a community of entrepreneurs. If you'd like to be a part of it, you can join us on Facebook, Twitter, and online at businessrockstars.com.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call an NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
BizTalk Radio.